If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
And let's start at the National Weather Service with meteorologist John Hitchcock this morning. John, what is the current situation? A lot of people are making plans for the day ahead.
Well, good morning, Susan and Brian. We have one more day of lake effect snow to go. The band will begin to drift north, however. I expect it to reach the city and the airport by late morning. And then it'll probably make one more pass up through the north towns for a couple hours early to mid-afternoon before it finally ends this evening.
Buffalo, at least the northern part of the city, north towns around these areas, have kind of done a pretty good job, you know, just kind of looking around, digging out, clearing the roads. At the end of the day, though, maybe this afternoon, how much should we have expected to fall throughout that area, maybe by, let's say, 5 o'clock today?
Yeah, from Buffalo northward, we had a pretty good break in the snow overnight, so the roads are in pretty good shape now. But for today, additional accumulations after 6 a.m., we expect 4 to 8 inches for the south towns, probably 3 to 5 or 3 to 6 inches for the city out to the airport, and 2 to 4 or 3 to 5 in the north town. So not a lot of additional snow, but enough to make for slippery and slow travel today.
John, any idea how much, or in terms of accumulation from that wallop Tuesday night into Wednesday for, you know, most of Western New York?
Yeah, for most of the area, it was between 1 and 2 feet. There was a very narrow zone, again, from just south of Buffalo, parts of South Buffalo, Lackawanna, into West Seneca that had around 30 inches. But that was a very narrow corridor that had that much. And the majority of that fell in only a 5 or 6 hour period.
I mean, it was insane. I mean, that's the only way to describe it, especially if you're in West Seneca. In terms of, you know, the big overall storm totals, and I'm thinking of like the areas of Hamburg, West Seneca, maybe Orchard Park that were really hit hard over the weekend, and then again last night into the first part of yesterday. Do we have any like overall storm, 4 day storm totals for those areas?
I've seen a few numbers added up. They're over 60 inches in West Seneca, but there was a sizable break of almost 24 hours between these two storms. So I think as far as historically, we're going to consider these two separate events.
All right, John, after today, are we out of the woods?
Yes and no. I have good news and bad news. The good news is the lake effect will end entirely tonight. The bad news is we have widespread general snow coming tomorrow from low pressure passing by to the south. So we expect a widespread 2 to 4 inches across all of Western New York that starts very late tonight and goes all day tomorrow into tomorrow night. So we get rid of the lake effect just in time for a general system to come in.
Okay. Well, getting used to it, I guess, after our mild winter. Hey, John, thanks so much. John Hitchcock over at the National Weather Service joining us live this morning with a look ahead and a look at what's falling right now. If you're out and about this morning at an early hour, you're hearing a lot of plows across Western New York. That going on just about in every neighborhood. Roads throughout the area getting cleared. Travel bans lifted, set to be lifted at 6 a.m. for West Seneca, Cheektowaga, Lancaster, Depew, and Sloan. So West Seneca, Cheektowaga, Lancaster, Depew, and Sloan. Those travel bans are set to be lifted about an hour from now. But they remain in place in Hamburg, Orchard Park, Lackawanna, South Buffalo, and South Buffalo, that's south of Broadway in Buffalo. Most of the areas you heard John say right there saw 1 to 2 feet yesterday, unless you were in West Seneca. The 4 day total in West Seneca, even though they're kind of two separate storms, over 60 inches in spots. Absolutely wild out there. Susan's still at home in Orchard Park this morning. I mean, how much snow did you get down there yesterday, would you say?
It's hard to say. There's just, but we don't have as much as West Seneca. I'll say that. But we did get several more inches overnight. I probably could have made it in to work. But when I looked at, I got up early, checked my the radar at 2:30 this morning, and I thought, no, I don't want to chance it, you know, get stuck again. But looking now, I mean, there's cars driving through my neighborhood. I'm sure I could have made it, but feeling a little guilty.
Yeah. Well, after yesterday, who complained for not wanting to chance it?
But I mean,
the radar
also
looks a little more ominous right now than what, you know, it might actually look like out there. Because as you mentioned, you know, as opposed to yesterday at this time, when, I mean, there were cars all over the 90, cars all over the place that you saw, really moving smoothly throughout Western New York.
Right. And then also, 219 remains closed. I'm not sure why. I'm looking at the traffic cameras this morning, and it's really wet pavement for most of the thruway, the 190, 290. I don't know why the 219 is completely shut down again this morning, but it is. The Skyway's closed, and that commercial vehicle ban is still on the thruway.
Okay. Well, you have a lot to kind of digest again this morning. During last winter's blizzard, snowmobiles were often the only mode of transportation that could make it through snow-covered side streets. Now WBEN's Brayton Wilson tells the snowmobile clubs still waiting for the formal invitation to help out going forward.
The hope for local snowmobile riders with this recent snowfall in Western New York is it will allow the chance for many to finally hit the trails and enjoy some fun in the snow trekking the region.
We're very happy. I'm on my way out right now to go out with about a dozen guys with our groomers to hit the trails. We have a lot of fallen trees from the windstorm that we had a few days ago. So we're going out with this groomer, some chainsaws and some sleds and manpower and hopefully get all the trails opened up tomorrow morning. 8 o'clock. That's our game plan.
That's Rich McNamara, treasurer of the Erie County Snowmobile Federation. Snowmobile trails in Western New York don't open until the day after hunting season, which is usually January 1st. Last year, the snow fell for the Christmas weekend blizzard, but then never consistently fell enough to maintain the trails long enough for riders. If you're planning on heading out for some winter fun on the snowmobile trails at any point in the coming days, McNamara just asks for riders to be safe and take it easy.
There's a lot of water out there. Remember last week, we had rain coming in before the snow and the freeze up. So there's a lot of water, some deep water. Be cautious. A lot of down trees. Keep it slow. Go out and enjoy yourself, but let's not have an incident that we have to come out and help somebody.
And if you happen to be among the riders, maybe bringing out your sled for the first time in a couple of years, McNamara recommends to go over your sled with a fine-tooth comb before you head out to ensure all is in check.
Check your plugs, check your belts. Check, you know, just go over the whole sled, double check everything. You may remember something from 2 years ago, and then two years later, you forget about it until you're out there.
Hear more from McNamara, available on our website. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Once again, we have lake effect snow south of Buffalo this morning that'll shift northward as the day moves along. In the band, you'll pick up another 4 to 9 inches with even some locally higher amounts outside of the band, an inch or two, as we'll have some general snow develop as well. Temperatures in the mid-20s. Tonight, a general snowfall of an inch or two with overnight lows in the low 20s. More snow across the area on Friday, another couple of inches of accumulation with highs in the mid-20s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Michael Cornell, Hamburg School Superintendent and President of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association, is with us on the Trocare College Live Line. It's been a rough week for schools in Western New York with all of this snow. Michael, the decision to close, we've noticed, has been coming the day before, not the morning of. Is that the new strategy?
Well, it depends. Good morning to you both. Sorry for my scheduling mishap earlier. I mean, in some of these cases, the storms are, the forecasters, I think, have better tools, are able to more accurately predict the timing and placement and amount of snow a little bit farther in advance. So I think that's been helpful to try to make the call earlier when we can. And we try to do that when we can, obviously, gives families time to plan. It allows Frankly, plow crews, the towns, the villages, the county, and the state, to know that if they've got a lot of snow to move, they're going to be able to move that snow without the encumbrance of school buses and, you know, 85,000 or more people coming to our schools in Erie County every single day, you know, so they're not going to be in the way. And it's also a workforce issue, too. You know, most of our employees are parents of children in other school districts. So there's a lot we've, I think, tried to do a good job as school superintendents of coordinating as early as we can. So for these big storms, we've been able to do it. You know, for some of the more localized snowstorms, or, you know, when the forecast changes and it sneaks up on us, the coordination and the early calls are a little bit less easy to come by.
I think there's maybe some kind of idea that when you have a snow day now, the decision's so much easier to make, right? They just point to remote learning and say, oh, well, you know, they can just do it online. It's snow day, whoever cares, remote learning day, something like that. But it's not like these decisions are just being made casually now that, you know, we had a year of remote learning, right?
Well, correct. Almost no one does remote learning when we have snow days. So just to be clear about that, that is a rare thing. Those kind of remote learning plans that we have to put into the state are for like a prolonged interruption of in-person learning, not for a day here or for a day there. The New York State Education Department has had a pilot program for years that you could participate in order to get credit for those days of school if you have a remote learning plan for a snow day. But there are very, very few school districts in the region or across the state that even participate in that pilot program. So, you know, when we call a snow day, it's a good old-fashioned snow day. The kids aren't on their computers learning. That's not to say that they're not working on assignments, you know, because they have their Chromebooks at home and stuff like that. So they're doing stuff if they feel like they've got something due. But it's not like a coordinated remote day of learning where everybody's following a schedule or something like that on a snow day. That doesn't really happen. But to the broader point you make about, whether or not we take these decisions lightly, we really don't. It's always about safety first. It's always about making sure that we're not putting kids or families and staff in an unsafe spot trying to get to school, making sure that we have workforce. On the other side of that, we have to remember there are a lot of kids in Western New York, a lot of kids in Hamburg in our circumstance that are school dependent. They're dependent on the school for the warm meal that they're going to have that day. They're dependent on schools for their mental and emotional health support. You know, they may be in a home that's otherwise neglectful or abusive. So for many children, a snow day is not what we exactly want to envision. For a lot of kids, being home from school is something quite different. So we're always mindful of our school-dependent children who need us for so many things and really need to be in school as often as we can have them in school. So it's a balance between safety and the fact that our kids need us and we want to be there for them.
You know, in terms of snow days, it is only January. This has been a rough week, but do you worry that you might not have enough this year?
Well, typically, yes, we do worry about that. The New York State Education Department requires all public schools to be in session for 180 days. If you fall short of that, you would lose some state aid. You know, most school districts have 3 or 4 snow days built into their schedule to make sure they have a bit of a buffer. In this instance, and we had one of these cases last year, Governor Hochul declared a state of emergency in, I think, the 5 of the counties of Western New York relative to the weather. And in that case, if you go below the 180 days, you get a bit of a dispensation from that so that you don't lose state aid if you can't be in for 180 days. So, you know, we still take the decision you know, very seriously in terms of whether or not to stay open. But, you know, we don't have the specter of having to take back like spring break or something like that to make up the 180 days because of the state of emergency that was declared, I think, last week.
All right. Well, everyone breathing a sigh of relief there. Hey, Michael, thanks so much. Michael Cornell is superintendent in Hamburg, president of the Erie Niagara Superintendents Association, joining us live on WBEN.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.